This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
If you're in Alberta, you got to listen to what's happening in BC with the government's rules on ride sharing. First, a bit of context. The BC government's been dragging its feet on ride sharing because it's more worried about the taxi industry and their influence on swing ridings in Vancouver's lower mainland than what's best for BC consumers. That's why Vancouver's the last major urban center in North America to get ride sharing. You know, nearly 5 years after Edmonton and Calgary, 7 years after Toronto, nearly a decade after San Francisco. But now Vancouver's set to get a what I call a doctored up version of ride sharing in September. What they've done to protect the industry, though, is beyond what I think even the most cynical imagined. They've mandated that ride sharing companies like Uber and Lyft will not be allowed to charge less than what the taxi company's minimum rate is. Now, for people who've never used ride sharing, it's tough to appreciate why it's been so successful. I mean, you tap the app on your phone, they tell you where your ride is, how many minutes before it arrives, and the cost savings compared to taxis are significant. I mean, it's a classic example of what happens when competition comes to a government-controlled market. All of a sudden, the customer comes first, not the government's interest or the protected companies. But the BC government's refusing to allow open competition, as I said, literally making it against the law for ride-sharing companies to give customers a lower minimum rate than the taxi companies. I mean, it's going to put ride-sharing out of reach for lower-income individuals, maybe someone who's working the late shift, maybe in a bar who's worried about their safety, someone who's got to load a grocery or taking a child to the doctor, may only have a few kilometers to go, but now can't afford the taxi rates, which, by the way, are pushed higher thanks to various government fees and taxes. I mean, what's also noteworthy is that the government didn't even consider reducing the restrictions and government-related fees on taxis to help them lower their rates in order to compete. Hey, but maybe in a few years from now, the BC NDP government's going to call an inquiry into high ride-sharing and taxi rates, but just like they've done with the inquiry looking into high gas prices, the commission won't be allowed to look at government taxes and policies. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.